escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo.
PT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome back to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. And I'm taking a deep breath here because I'm not really sure who I want to go off on first. By the way, how the freaking bullpen's looking? Like, I know that's sarcastic. I know that's ridiculous. But at this point in time, I mean, think about what the moves the Mets and Yankees did at the trade deadline. Both teams are a combined 1-9. They've won one game since the trade deadline. That's what's happened. These two teams are complete dumpster fires at the moment. It is disgusting, and the team is broken. Both teams are broken, and I'm not trying to sit here and say it's going to finish this way, but my God, since the trade deadline, where you thought that this was going to be an uplifting time to both teams, both the Mets and the Yankees, something to add to their playoff runs, they have both teams have regressed. It is gross. It is disgusting. And I'm not really sure, again, like who should we sit there and throw darts at first? I guess the Yankee game just finished, so let's go to them because they were getting one hit. Don't get me wrong. Nathan Eovaldi's a great pitcher, but they were getting one hit up until Phil Maton came in the ninth inning, and you get a leadoff single by Ryan McMahon, that gets basically disintegrated because Giancarlo Stanton comes in, drowns into a double play, and it's gone. It's over. There you go. That's your ninth inning rally for the New York Yankees. But in the eighth inning, Will Warren did a good job. Pitched a good game. They go to Devin Williams. Now, listen, I've been on record saying that I think Devin Williams is going to be one of the best closers in baseball. August 5th, 2025, at about 11, almost 11 o'clock at night, I was dead wrong. He has been atrocious. It has been all season. And Pete Alonso, he killed him. He destroyed him. That's basically where this comes from. Because up until Pete Alonso hit a three-run jack off him in Milwaukee in the wild card series, Devin Williams was the best closer in baseball. And just because he goes to New York shouldn't change that. Facial hair or not, shouldn't change that. But they got absolutely nothing from him this season. He's been in the biggest spots. He's come up the smallest. And there's no hiding it anymore. Like, you can't hide him. And we talk about how yesterday everything was done right. Like, they went to the right relief pitchers. They went to Weaver at the right time. They went to Bednar at the right time. They went to Doval at the right time. And then they went to Williams in the ninth and he gives up a home run to Jock Peterson. Well, how about today in a big spot, you don't go back to Devin Williams? The game's tied at zero. There's no runs on the board. Why go to Devin Williams? Even I know not to do that. And I love the guy. I think he's still elite. But don't do it. The guy's got zero confidence. And the team needs to win. You need to break this stench. Get rid of the stench. You got to break this losing streak. And you bring in Devin Williams. And let me just say, is it all Devin Williams' fault? Not 100%. If Jason Dominguez was a top level left fielder, he would have caught the first hit that Devin Williams allowed, and that maybe would have given them an out. Maybe that would have helped them get through the inning. But Devin Williams, you know, doesn't have to give up a bloop hit to Rowdy Tellez later on. You know, he doesn't have to get the bases loaded. So it's a little bit of both. Again, Jason Dominguez, not an elite outfielder. We get it. But you're going to run him out there because you're the Yankees and you know better than everybody else in the world how to platoon your team. Well, guess what? Jason Dominguez isn't working out in left field. I'm sorry. He's not a left fielder. I broke it down because I was talking to somebody else about this earlier today. Just in general, why you put your best outfielder at center field. By the way, that's not Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez would not be anywhere on my list of top outfielders. He's not that good. He can't track balls. He doesn't have good range. I'm sorry. Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, those are your two guys. Those are the two guys you want to put out there in big spots. Now, again, the reason why, though, is it's simple. You want someone who's going to cut down the field for everybody else. That's why you put Cody Bellinger in center field. That's why you put Trent Grisham at center field. And you minimize the damage for your left and right fielder. Well, guess what? Jason Dominguez, you can't minimize enough because he can't catch a fly ball if it was hit right at him. It's been brutal. So Jason Dominguez allows a base runner on base with a base hit. And the rest is history. Devin Williams can't shut down. He's got no out pitch. I mean, Rowdy Tellez, you talk about Rowdy Tellez. We talk about Jock Peterson and Rowdy Tellez. These guys are basically Daniel Vogelback 2.0. And they're not, you know, these amazing hitters anymore. Maybe they work the counts. Maybe they get on base a little bit. But they're not, you know, they're not who they once were or once were touted as. Rowdy Tellez was supposed to be like, you know, a 30, 40 home run guy. Never really did that. But he gets a little lazy hit because he has an epic at-bat, an epic battle versus Devin Williams. But at what point in time are you going to look at this and say, Devin Williams, this isn't it? Like, he's got the bases loaded. Maybe now's the time to bring in somebody else. You haven't had David Bednar, you know, working in the bullpen. You had freaking Mark Leiter Jr. in the bullpen. Anybody but Devin Williams. And I understand. You want to get – he put himself in that spot, bases loaded. You got to get out of it. But it didn't happen. And Devin Williams, another bad loss for the Yankees. And the bats were lifeless. Aaron Judge returned. He didn't help. Stanton came off the bench. You thought he'd be doing something good. Listen, I love G. That's my boy. I hate the trash that people talk about him constantly because he's the one threat in the lineup besides Aaron Judge. He's the one person that gives a threat every time he comes into play. He's intimidating. You know that if you make a mistake, he's going to put it in the seats. Everybody else, you know, you don't really have that threat. You don't really feel as threatened by them when they come up to play. Giancarlo Stanton, he's nasty. Now, listen, does he chase? Is he the same person as he once was? Do you know that if he puts the ball on the ground, it's going to be an out? Yes, of course you do. But he hits lasers, and that's what the Yankees need at times. That's what they're always built for. They're built for the home runs. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to hit home runs. They want their team to just put it out of the ballpark so they don't have to worry about base running blunders and all this other nonsense. It's all about home runs. Well, they did none of that on Tuesday night. Now, Nate Eovaldi is a rough, tough pitcher, but let's be honest. At this point in time, you've screwed the pooch. You're putting yourself in a bad spot. You're facing the Texas Rangers, who are now, not only are you screwing yourself out of a playoff spot, but now you're helping the Rangers. The Yankees are in the last spot in a wild card. The Rangers are a half a game out. This, you're talking about Wednesday being maybe the most important game of the season. Because all season long, we could talk about how bad this team's been, whatever. The Yankees have always been in a playoff spot. Now you're talking that if they lose Wednesday to the Rangers, it will be the first time all season long, if I'm correct, that they've been out of a playoff spot. And I don't know if this Yankee team has that fight. Everyone's talking, again, this has been 2 days of people talking about fire Aaron Boone. Nut check time? Yeah, nut check time. That's what it is. It's the players. They've got to see if they got what it takes to get out of the slump. And I know Volpe, I'm not going to pick on Volpe today because he had a great defensive day. That's what I heard. Plus, he got the only other hit besides Ryan McMahon. He got a nice double earlier in the game. That's it. But is a guy like Jason Dominguez going to do more and be an asset to this team? Is Ryan McMahon going to do more? I mean, listen, he got a single in the ninth. Okay, great. But let's see him get a base. Let's see him get a big hit. Another, maybe a home run. I don't know, something. But this team's got to wake up somewhere. The Rangers weren't that good. They weren't a dominant team, but they're looking dominant, and they're going for it. And they were aggressive, bringing in starting pitching. And you got the Yankees who, how about that bullpen? How about Austin Slater? That was the big bat that the Yankees got, Austin Slater. He goes right in the IL. I mean, you can't make it up. It's unbelievable. Ahmed Rosario, where's he? Listen, again, accountability is not being held by anybody. Aaron Boone, I'm not putting it all on him because, as I've told everybody, the Yankees like how he handles the team and the media. So if you're upset at Aaron Boone, be upset at the entire Yankees organization. That's really what it comes down to. Now, I'm tired of yelling at the Yankees, because they aren't the only team that sucks ass right now. The New York Mets had an early 2-0 lead, and they went lifeless again. They are so typical. Every single game, it's the same thing. It's either they hit early or hit late. They hit late, they hit early. There's no in-between. There's no, let's just spread the runs out. Let's find ways to get a rally going on. There is no rally. There are no rallies. It's let's get lucky. Can we get lucky? It's inexcusable at this point in time how bad the Mets offensively are. Whether it's Juan Soto, and don't tell me, oh, he's $800 million. This is a terrible contract. You want Juan Soto on this team if you're a Mets fan. End the story. Juan Soto may be a problem right now because he's not hitting in big spots with runners in scoring position, but he's here for another 14 years. So let's get this out of our head of complaining every day about how much, you know, he makes $800 million. He's not worth it. The whole team isn't worth it right now, whether it's Lindor, whether it's Alonso, the pitching staff, nobody's worth it. Okay. The bullpen, Tyler Rogers, one of the big trade acquisitions that they made at the deadline. He gives up a dunk, gives up a little hit. He doesn't have to load the bases. He doesn't have to load the bases, but he does. And then a little Stephen Kwan up the middle. It's unbelievable. It's not like we're sitting here and saying he's getting, you know, the Rocchio almost hit a home run. I'll rewind that. Rocchio, the second hitter, after he got two easy outs. He gets a little dinker to go. I think the guy got his first hit of his career, it looked like. They were asking for the ball, so maybe that was what it was. And then Rocchio comes up, almost hits a home run down the right field line, just misses, but he still gets on. Two men on, then he hits a guy, so bases are loaded. And, you know, you don't have to give up a hit. You know that, right? Like, just because the bases are loaded – and there's two outs, doesn't mean that you have to give up a hit. You can get out of the inning. And it wasn't a hard shot. It was up the middle. But that's the luck that the Mets and Yankees have been having. It's terrible luck. But where's the offense? Where's the rest of it? You know, Helsley comes in. Okay, he gets the next inning, no problem. And for the most part, everyone did their job. I mean, even Clay Holmes, you can't even complain about Clay Holmes so much. He only gave up two runs in five innings. Wow, what a shocker. In five innings, Clay Holmes gave up two runs. You know, it's just unbelievable. When's the last time he went more than five innings? And that's the problem. You have a bunch of, and this is baseball, so it's weird that I'm going to sit and critique what baseball as a whole does. It's averaging out that starting pitching goes about five innings. So the Mets seem like their plan was, well, if the average is five innings, then we should just go for the average. Let's not go for anything better than that. We'll just go for average. Why not go for aces? Why not go? I saw the tweet. Somebody put it out there like, hey, you know, the Mets missed on trading for Garrett Crochet. Understand that Crochet, when he was traded, did not have a huge contract. The Red Sox signed him to a contract. But at the time, the Mets would have had to put up pieces and then decide at some point in time if they were going to extend him. I don't know if they were going to do that. David Stearns is very, very wishy-washy when it comes down to starting pitching. And yeah, you'd love to see a guy like that be on the Mets and go seven innings, eight innings. I think he got a couple of complete games this year too. How about that? A complete game, something that the Mets and Yankees don't know about. But it's bad now. And this is the problem, is they focused on one end of the freaking team, the bullpen. That's what they focused on. But they never look at the entire picture. We have enough at starting pitching. We'll figure it out. We got the young kids. We got the young kids. Jonah Thung, where is he? Where is he? Okay? Bring him up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What about the offense? Cedric Mullins, he's great. Dude, didn't even play today. Again, I understand you're facing lefty Logan Allen. But, like, what are we doing? We know Tyrone Taylor's not a hitter. We know Starling Marte is not really a hitter anymore. He's not really a DH. He's really nothing. I'm sick and tired of watching the same team go out there and do absolutely nothing. It is time to and it sucks because the trade deadline's gone. So you can't do anything. You could cut ties with certain people, but you're not adding anything. It's all what's in the minor leagues at this point in time. And that's what they messed around with for the entire first few months of the season was, let's just see what we got in the minors. Let's see what's on the waivers. And now you're going to go into the same thing again. It's going to go retreads. It's going to be who we're going to DFA again. I mean, you talk about the stupidest circle I've ever seen in my life. And that's on David Stearns. That's David Stearns just trying to outsmart everybody. And guess what? At this moment in time, it's not working. It's not. The Mets are not who we thought they were. They're not. They're now 2.5 games behind the Phillies all season long, or for the past 50 games. The Mets and Phillies have been the most a game and a half apart of each other. Now, Phillies are starting to break away. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. When after a trade deadline, which everyone sucked their you-know-what, basically, kissed their ass, that oh my God, did you see what the Mets did? They went out and got relievers. It's unbelievable. Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley, Giovanni Soto. I keep saying Giovanni Soto. Gregory Soto. Unbelievable what they did. That means nothing if your team can't hit and the starting pitchers can't go more than 5 innings. It's just a vicious cycle, and we must be idiots to buy into it. We must be stupid. Honestly, and I thought New York Mets fans and Yankee fans were smart, but we keep on getting sucked into the trap. We're a bunch of morons. 1 win in 10 games between the Mets and Yankees since the trade deadline. That's all you need to know about how things went. You know, sometimes trade deadline comes around. We talked about this about years ago when Cespedes came in, 10 years ago, when Yoenis Cespedes came in at the 4 o'clock deadline, like 3:55, he came in, got traded for him. The spark that he added to the Mets. There's no spark right now being added to either of these teams. They're all laughing. Their heads are up their asses. They're all making mistakes. And it's getting tiring. And it's the dog days of summer, so it's not going to get any better. This is what they do. This is where you're going to see teams kind of struggle and just try to get to September above water. And at this point in time, I don't know if the Yankees and Mets can do it. Oh, man. It's so frustrating. It's like, what are we doing? Whether you're a Yankee fan or Mets fan right now, this is we should, as fans, come together. It should be Yankees versus Mets, because that's what I keep on seeing too. It's like, oh, what happened here? Oh, the Mets couldn't do it either. Or the Mets, they spent all this money on Soto. It must suck. It shouldn't be Mets versus Yankees. It should be Mets and Yankees fans unite, saying we need something better. Like, give us a goddamn championship. What you did was piecemeal things to get to the playoffs, and then you're going to cross your fingers it all works out. That is not good enough. I say that over and over and over. Every year, it's like you're missing pieces. Oh, you can't fix everything. Bullshit. I see the Dodgers every single year fix things. I mean, they were trading people away. They have so many pieces. The Padres, A.J. Preller, who has no idea what a draft pick is or a prospect is. He just keeps on drafting people and giving them away. But he doesn't care, because you know what? I'm trying to win now. I'm putting my best, whatever I can, they put the best team together. The Phillies, they had a huge hole where at closer. What do? They got a closer. Where else do they have a hole? Center field. What do? They got one of the best center fielders in baseball this year, okay? And out of all center fielders that were traded, he's the top one. So anybody go, well, Cedric, you know, who else got traded? Luis Robert didn't get traded. First of all, Luis Robert was batting 200. So the fact that we were discussing Luis Robert Jr. was stupid. He's not good. He hasn't changed. It hasn't gotten any better. But Cedric Mullins was not somebody that's like, oh, you know what? I think he's going to turn it on when he goes to a different team. No. Harrison Bader, we know defensively he's great. And offensively, when he's in rhythm, he could do this. We've seen him a few years ago in St. Louis. That's why the Yankees traded for him, was that he put on a show offensively at the end of the season a couple of years ago. And I get it. Like, his injuries have always been an issue, but right now he's not injured. You got to take a risk there. Mets and Yankees didn't take risks. They put some, some tape over it and glue and hopefully it's going to stay together for a long time. And it's not. And all the other pieces are basically, crumpling right before us. All right. I can't vent anymore unless you want me to. I don't know. We need a win. Wednesday, change it up, get a win. David Peterson's going for the Mets. I don't know who's going for the Yankees. I'm forgetting at the moment in time, but they desperate for a win, that's for sure. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. Listen to everybody tomorrow morning as they go and vent as well. Football season's around the corner. I mean, get me to football season. I can't believe that. Two teams that were basically in the playoff hunt the entire season, in their, number one in their division for a very long time. And now all of a sudden we're talking like, get me to football? Is that what we're really doing here? Is that what we've moved on to? Get me to the Jets and the Giants? Think about that. Get me to the Jets and the Giants. We haven't said that in about a decade. But that's what we're begging for right now, because Mets and Yankees are just fumbling over each other. All right, enough. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. Follow me at HoffWFAN on all social media platforms. Don't forget to subscribe, like, do all that good stuff. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with some freaking wins, because I'm tired of watching crappy baseball. And that's what both teams are putting us through right now. So Mets and Yankee fans, unite tomorrow. Call up Keith McPherson right now. Call up Chris McMonagle. Call up Boomer and Geo. Call up Sal. I'd say Sal and BT, but BT's off this week. Call up Evan and Tiki, or Tiki's off this week too, I think. So just Evan and Sean. But call everybody up and say, you know what, Mets and Yankees fans, let's unite. And let's just bash our teams together because they both suck. By the way, Carlos Mendoza will be on with Sal Acata tomorrow, Wednesday. When you listen to this, at 11:10 a.m. on WFAN. So check that out. You don't want to miss that, because I'm sure Sal's going to ask some pretty good questions that Mendoza is going to not want to answer. But check that out. Again, let's get together. Let's come together on this one, that we want better baseball. That's what Mets and Yankees fans need to do. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. See ya.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.